is, and it looks like it's 10:15 to me, time certain 10:15, number 857, please.
Appoint and reappoint community volunteers to be available to serve on the Police Review Board for a term to expire September 11, 2022.
Very good. This is being brought to us by the auditor. Good morning. If you could introduce yourself for the record, please.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is Ross Caldwell. I'm the new Independent Police Review Director as of about a month ago. And I am here to forward the auditor's recommendation of a panel of community members for the PRB. We've got 10 new members and two seeking reappointment. And as you know, this is a advisory body to the police chief and the police commissioner. The group that you see before you, and I know that you have their materials and their bios here, as well as a little bit of a synopsis about the outreach effort that was done. This is a result of a lot of work by Irene Konev, who's our outreach coordinator. I think she's put together a very diverse and impressive group that are willing to put in a lot of time and do a lot of work on something that's very important. And so, unless there are any questions to start with, I guess I would start by reading off their names.
Sure.
Thank you. Huda Al-Hamdani, Isatil Berry, Nathaniel Bamey, Alonzo Chadwick, Maria Garcia, Amanda Greenvoss, Michael Luna, Julie Ramos, Heather Rowlett, and Jim Young. So those are the 10 proposed new members. And then we're also recommending a reappointment for Svetlana Glinka and Joe Pugh, who have served one term already. And we had one member who had to drop out kind of at the last minute, which is Mr. Vivek Kathari. So he's being taken off the list.
Now, we have all the bios for these candidates, and has the auditor's office received, and we also have testimony from Portland Cop Watch that says they don't have any concerns about the individuals being presented as new members. Have you received any testimony from any other groups stating objections to these appointments?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
And is there anybody here who's being appointed who wants to identify themselves or speak?
Not that I'm aware of. They're all
like to stand
before you. We could have them stand up so you can take a look at them.
Just stand and recognize and acknowledge you and thank you for your willingness to serve. We appreciate it. Very good. If there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
This is a hugely important set of community appointments. Thank you very much for your willingness to welcome, Mr. Director. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
So thank you for taking the time to come here to council in case we had questions. That is above and beyond the call of duty, and I really appreciate it. Aye.
Fish.
This is pure public service, so thank you for agreeing to step up and volunteer your time. According to the testimony that Dan Handelman submitted, or the statement he submitted for the record, now of the pool of candidates, there's a nice mix of women and men. Fewer attorneys this time. As a recovering attorney, I would say that's probably a mixed blessing. And a very interesting and diverse pool in terms of community ties and backgrounds. So I think we are being well served by this group. And again, the city owes you a debt of gratitude for your willingness to serve and for your willingness to re-up. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'll just second that. This is not the easiest volunteer commission to serve on in our city, but it's one of the most important. And I know that each of you takes this very, very seriously. You have to approach this with a sense of conviction and a sense of strong independence. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your willingness to serve on this commission. I vote aye. The report is accepted and the appointments are approved. Thank you. And we are adjourned until 2 p.m.